Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I interviewed Dr. Forrest Sauer. And boy, we had a great conversation about the medical model and how it's just keeping you sick. And really, you have to advocate for yourself so much to get what you want, the labs you need, the care you need, the education. And honestly, it's better to find a functional wellness program or practitioner that can really help you to transform your health. But not only that, teach you the tools that you need to stay healthy for life. Unfortunately, in this day and age, we've gone so far off the pattern of what is healthy and what's going to help sustain you in a manner of how you want to age, that we're confused. And it's showing with diabetes, it's showing with thyroid conditions, it's showing how all of our toxic exposures, in addition to toxic stress in our brain, are really taking us over. Now, I don't want to make this a Debbie Downer podcast, because it's definitely not, because Dr. Sauer is all about giving hope and purpose, and really, he's got a great story that he can tell you about being in his 20s and feeling fat, sick, and depressed, but I want him to tell that for you. So let's jump into the podcast so you can meet Dr. Sauer and hear all about what he's offering over at Twin Oaks in Fargo, North Dakota. All right, let's get on with the podcast. Hey, Health Junkies, I have Dr. Forrest Sauer on, and today we are going to be talking about the benefits of functional medicine, how he got into it, and what he's doing for the great folks over there in North Dakota, but he's wanting to reach out to you folks online, and so that's why I've got him here today. So, Forrest, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here.
So we're gonna jump back in time a little bit and talk about those days when you got into this, kind of graduated from school and you were like, whoa, is this all I have? Because I think a lot of folks who listen to this podcast are also practitioners of something, maybe yoga, you know, we've got all the gamut. And some of us get out of school and we're like, wow, is this all I'm doing? Is this it?
Is this all that life is?
Yeah. Is that it? So tell us a little bit about, you know, tell us first, like, you know, I know you have a family that comes from the health world with the dad was an anesthetist, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
And mom.
Yeah. So he would come home and he would share stories about how he would help people. And, you know, he was mainly in the hospital system. So putting people to sleep for surgery, that's what he did for a living. And my mom was a nurse and she stayed at home with us kids growing up. But it was just always so cool at hearing how they actually help people for a living. And I just thought that was just the neatest thing that I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then fast forward, graduating with my doctorate in chiropractic, stressed out, poor lifestyle, broke college student, just eating whatever the cheapest, fastest, easiest thing was. Mm-hmm. And I was not, even though I got my, you know, doctorate in health and wellness, essentially, I was anything but. And I was overweight. I had depression. I had anxiety. I had brain fog so bad that in the middle of a conversation with a friend, I would forget what we were talking about multiple times. And so then by the style of the way the conversation was going, Janine, I could tell like they were done talking, therefore it's my turn. And how embarrassing that was, is like, I don't understand what he was just saying. And so I would have to make a joke or something like that. And I would reread articles or, you know, study material multiple times just to simply get it. And I thought, quite honestly, that was normal. I thought that was the way life was. I didn't realize pushing the snooze alarm or the snooze button five times in the morning was abnormal. And so that's when I did get introduced to functional medicine. So a friend of mine bribed me for a free lunch to come to this nutrition seminar when I was a broke college student. And I said, free food? I'll be there. Where and when, buddy? And so I showed up and this guy was talking about how in his clinic, he was a chiropractor, about reversing diabetes. And chiropractor, I was like, oh, what adjustment is that? And that's not how this works. For all the listeners, that's not how this works. And so then I got introduced into functional medicine. And it just was, for the next 4 or 5 years, I went to every seminar. I did deep research. I changed my life to where I don't struggle with any of those symptoms any longer. Thank God. And so now I was just like, okay, this radically changed my life and I need to share this with as many people as possible. So that's how that whole thing started.
I mean, that's where a lot of people's, you know, and I think that's the most fuel behind the story, right? Cause you've got all of that, cause you experienced it yourself. And I think that's the best part for a lot of us. And I think you mentioned something super key for a lot of folks. Cause they're like, chiropractor, functional medicine, how does that work? Because most people think chiropractor and they think just cracking bones, you know, for lack of a defined term there.
Yep.
And a lot of folks will be like, well, wait, how do you add to that? Now, a lot of people too will be like, but you know, some certain adjustments can help with diabetes, can help with digestion, absolutely, can help with that. Will you talk to us a little bit about how, I think for a lot of people, they're like, how do you blend those two? Or do you do them kind of separate or within a program of sorts?
So I treat them completely separate. So I'm largely retired from the manual adjustment chiropractic route and strictly teach people functional medicine. So now we see clients with autoimmune conditions, thyroid disorder. So if you're struggling with depression, you've tried all the magic vitamins, minerals, and medications, and you're still not happy, that's where we come in. And, you know, we just simply have a conversation with the people that apply to work with us. You know, we're going to be changing your lifestyle because obviously what you're doing right now isn't working. And we get fantastic results with that method, is through that empowerment of education, where I had to go through not just undergraduate, but get a doctorate degree, spend 7 years, hundreds of thousands of dollars in education to only realize, okay, there's a better way to live. And so that's what we help clients with right now, is just how do we customize education for the individual so that way they get results.
I mean, I think this is the obvious, I think, that's not the wrong word. I know this is the future of medicine, right? It's what we all, you know, in this space, let's put it that way, what I do, what you do, you know, how we're working on things. I think the beauty of it is that, you know, having your in-person space, you've got that, but you also have the ability to go online with this, since, you know, adjusting folks, real hard to do virtually. And having retired from it, then my question becomes, I'm guessing you've seen more results with functional medicine in terms of someone's overall health than you were seeing just with someone going in and just getting a chiropractic adjustment. And this is kind of, I'm not knocking on chiropractors at all, because the same thing could happen with acupuncture, massage. I'm an acupuncturist myself. And one thing solely isn't going to be the end all be all, is where I'm going at this point.
100%. Yes. That is exactly correct. And when I'm, and I, you know, this is maybe just a selfish thing of mine, but when I have a client say, I get to be intimate with my spouse, or I've slept all the way through the night and I feel energized to go to work in the morning, that fills my soul so much more than fixing a back or fixing a neck, because you're fixing the root underlying cause of the problem. Where I see a lot of clients, you know, maybe they've tried functional medicine before, or they've tried the supplementation before, and your labs are coming back normal. You've tried going gluten-free or dietary changes, whatever. That's really where we need to take a deep dive, figure out exactly what's going on. We do put, we have like a system that we just walk clients through. We've walked thousands of clients through, and it just simply works so well, especially if someone keeps going to their doctor looking for answers and the doctor keeps wanting to push pills. Not that's even the doctor's fault. They're stuck in the system. That's why doctors and nurses are leaving in droves. Yeah. You know, kind of keying off what you said earlier, is that this is a new way of medicine. Mm-hmm. Healthcare has to go this way. It has to. The healthcare system's broken. It's in a stranglehold that is controlled by insurance and big pharma. Insurance is only going to pay for care that they can medicate for, or surgery. They're only going to run labs that you can get pills for. And so, because it's a profit-based system. And it's really just simply a disease management system that keeps people stuck, unfortunately.
Wholeheartedly agree with that. And I think that's one of the things people ask me all the time. Well, why won't my doc, my regular doc, order this lab or that lab or this lab? And I'm like, well, because they, one, they have to manage it. And two, if there's not a med for it, what do we do?
They're not going to, they don't know. Like, they only have so many tools in their toolbox. And I want to be very careful. Like, it's not the doctor's fault, not the nurse's fault. It's what's called managed medicine. They're told how much time to spend with you. 15 minutes tops. How many things, how many questions can they answer? It's one condition and one condition only. If you got two things, let's go ahead and say you got a thyroid problem and you're struggling with depression. That's two different diagnosis codes. And you get to come back for another visit. That's what they're supposed to do. And I know this because I used to struggle, or I used to accept insurance as well. And my hands were tied. And so I would be seeing someone where main medical system has failed them. All of their prior attempts has failed them. And who am I? I'm just going to sit here and try the same thing that everybody else has already tried. Like, forget that. So that's why we decided to take this more, much more proactive empowerment education approach with clients.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I'll still take insurance in some cases. And yeah, it's definitely, they dictate what they'll pay you. And a lot of times, and I'm sure you kind of fell into this category too, is that you were just taking the time to take care of people because you cared about the people and forego some money on it just because you're like, well, I know I can't, you know, build these two things, and it sucks. So that's why we are here and working with a different type of system. So Let's go through, you know, we had talked briefly before we hit record about what different types of conditions you work with, and you had hit on thyroid, and that's kind of a big one that I feel like it's overlooked. A lot of thyroid patients are kind of just pushed off. Let's talk a little bit about how you approach it, what you're looking at. I saw some tidbits about the 9 things you want to look at. So you guys are running labs. Give us like the scoop as to, say you got a thyroid person coming in. What would you do first? How would I break down?
So if I have someone, great question. The thyroid is largely misunderstood by not just clients, but also doctors because of the limited labs that are tested for. So you have someone who goes in for labs, they get a TSH taken. If you're lucky, you get a T3, T4 taken. And then you get a medication, Synthroid, Levothyroxine, whatever it is. Now, what the actual problem is in vast majority of the cases is something called Hashimoto's. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get tested for this unless if you get a rare doctor who's trying to sneak things in, which chances are, unfortunately, not in your favor. But with Hashimoto's, it's actually where the immune system attacks the thyroid. Mm-hmm. So Hashimoto's, even though it feels like a thyroid problem, it's an immune system problem. It is not a thyroid problem. And if you just simply prescribe a medication, levothyroxine or Synthroid for Hashimoto's, this is when you're going to take the medication. Maybe you feel better for a couple months, but things are going to go right back to the way that they were because you're simply masking the symptom. And so what you absolutely need to do, like you said, you need to have 9 different labs. We test for all of these, but that's not even it. Like, that's a comprehensive thyroid test. But in order to figure out and really understand how the body works, the body just doesn't simply work in isolation, meaning it's not only your thyroid that's operating. It's not just your heart that's pumping blood. It's not just your brain that are thinking thoughts. All of these things work together. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes with your thyroid. Your thyroid, it's like a factory. It is going to produce mainly 2 different hormones, T3, T4 hormone. Now, your thyroid, I often explain it like it's the gas pedal for your body. It controls the speed at what your metabolism or the cells in your body operate at. So it controls that. If you have a low thyroid, you're going to gain weight. You're going to have hot flashes. You're going to be depressed. You're going to have constipation or diarrhea. You're going to have brain fog because everything is working slower. You have hyperthyroidism. This is where you have someone who has their eyes kind of feel like they're bugging out. Their heart's racing. They're losing weight and they're not even trying. That's hyperthyroidism. So what else happens? Your thyroid produces these 2 different hormones, T3, T4 hormone, but the thyroid hormones that are produced don't operate for fuel just yet. They need to go through the body's refining factories. So your refining factories is your gut, your liver, and your muscle tissue. So if we have someone, I'm coming to a point here, I promise. So if we have someone who's struggling with a thyroid problem, they have all these symptoms, labs are coming back normal. If you don't test for the liver, the gut, or the muscle tissue, you're getting a very, very incomplete picture.
Yeah.
And you're right back to the guessing games and right back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
So that is the biggest challenge that I see with clients, plus everything else that could possibly go wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're looking at toxins, we're looking at all the other things in life too, of course. So for folks that come in to see you, do you have, like, you've got blood labs, I'm guessing, but are you also doing like stool testing? Are you doing metabolic testing? So urine metabolics, or give us a breakdown of kind of like a average visits test. Like what all would you look into in an average case?
Yeah, great question. And this is individual for the person. Mm-hmm. We only work with 20 clients per month. We do that because I want to work with a person, not a number. Mm-hmm. And so with this, me or my team, we're going to sit down with the client. We're going to assess what's going on. What labs do they need? If they do need labs, you know, if they have any labs that they've had taken in the last 12 months, we'll look at them. Oftentimes they're incomplete, but we'll look at that and make a determination if there's any additional testing that does need to be done. Mm-hmm. One thing that I see time and time again is, number one, like we just talked about, incomplete thyroid labs. Mm-hmm. But then also number two, we need to look at all the other red flags. Do they have anemia? Do they have diabetes, pre-diabetes? Do we do a stool sample? No, we do white blood cells because then we can see if there's a bacterial or a viral infection going on. Most of the time, we got a bacterial overgrowth or we got a virus overgrowth. I'm not going to go down the rabbit trail of, you know, making or taking tests that I don't believe are necessary that we're going to fix anyways, because we need to fix your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that's the approach that we do take with lab testing, is take very, very comprehensive metabolic and blood labs. And if we do need to get fancy, we can have a conversation about stool or limes or heavy metals. But this is primarily where we're going to start with someone.
Sounds good. You know, one of the things I find with stool testing, I mean, yes, if my organic acids test is not giving me enough info, and folks, organic acids are urine tests that we look at to see how your body is literally metabolizing vitamins, minerals, nutrients, fats, proteins, carbs, all those things. But what I see is that if I can see a really good idea in there, I'm like, I don't care what bugs you have in your gut, really. Like, I'm not going to be able to manipulate to the T, even though companies like Viome and that act like they can. I mean, I don't know. As far as I've seen, have you seen that?
You know, I haven't seen that. And here's the thing is, and you and I are on the same page with this, where you have all these fancy labs, and I don't want to discredit, you know, the labs. They have their place, they have their merit. I order them on a rare case when we have something that's stuck, but 90% of the time, we need to focus on healthy lifestyle, what foods are building your body up, what foods are tearing your body down, what else is going on. As soon as, you know, this gets back to the body working in concert with one another, everything is connected. So if we fix your gut, you're going to start growing your hair back because you're going to be able to start balancing out your hormones. The hot flashes are going to start to go away. Hot flashes are a cardinal sign of a hormonal imbalance. I know a lot of people have hot flashes and you think, well, that's a normal part of menopause. Well, vast majority of Americans are pretty sick. So stop comparing yourself to sick people.
Exactly.
So get the basics down, get the foundational pieces. And then if you want to get fancy, then you can get fancy. But let's make certain that we're covering the basics, because the basics always work. It's just like a professional athlete. Professional athlete never, how's that phrase go? Never does not do the basics. So do the basics and you're going to get the results.
Yep. Exactly. So let's dive a little bit into what you see is the most common lifestyle things that are really messing up folks these days. You know, yeah, we know junk food, but like what kind of things are people overlooking and thinking that it's healthy or thinking that it's helping them, but it's actually pushing them the other side? I'd love to see what insight you've had over these years and see if I see the same thing, just because I want to get a survey of what's going on.
The biggest thing that I see that people miss is the different kind of stresses that they are knowingly or unknowingly exposing themselves to. So there's three different kinds of stresses. Let's break these down. We've got physical, chemical, and emotional. So the physical kind of stress, that's the aches, bumps, bruises, bad back, sore knee. Those are, you know, muscle tightness. Those are physical kinds of stresses. That is going to put a tax on your body. Now, the other kind of stress is emotional stress. This is if you got a stressful job If you have a boss that's a jerk, your coworkers are nagging on you. If you got a spouse at home that you don't get along with, your kids are stressful. Whatever it is, like that's emotional kind of stress. You pay attention to the news. You have notifications set up on your phone, so you're getting hit 24/7. All of these things are emotional stresses, and it is going to tax your body. It's going to require your body to deal with it, and it's going to steal energy away. I've known people. I'm not a proponent of someone leaving a relationship without all resources are exhausted, but I've known people where they have gone through a separation and their autoimmune conditions, their thyroid problems, their energy, their sleep all improve. They all get better because they remove themselves from that emotionally toxic situation. Yeah. Now, the last one that I oftentimes, or that is something that we help people with, is the chemical stress. So we talked about physical stress. We talked about emotional stress. Chemical stress is rampant in our society. We live in the industrial age. There is man-made, synthetic, highly hybridized foods and chemicals in almost every single food that we consume. Now, when I first started living a healthy lifestyle 10, 11 years ago, we didn't have the fancy gluten-free, healthy food out there. You probably remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just simply was not around. We have a lot more options, but we still have to be careful because now advertising has been really, really fancy. Like something that looks healthy is really just simply chocked full of artificial sweeteners or sugar or whatever precancerous ingredient that they're trying to pass off these days. So chemical stresses are going to build up inside of your body, be hidden in your fat cells. So if you've tried a weight loss program, you lose the weight, gain it right back. That's the toxins just simply moving in and out of your fat cells. That's all it is. And so what is the true detox? It's getting those toxins from your fat cells into the bloodstream and outside of the body. So that way you don't regain the weight, but that's a true detox. I got a whole deal against detoxes that we can go into if we want to. But with chemical stresses, if you do not, I want the listeners to be very, very clear on this. If you do not address the physical, emotional, or chemical stresses, you are going to spin your wheels. You are not going to get the results that you want. I don't care how many fancy vitamins and supplements you take. Yeah. I don't care how many meditation retreats you go on. It's not going to work.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think, you know, we still have, and I see this, and I'm sure you see it too, is that there's this concept of, doc, give me a supplement versus yes. your pharmaceutical to take care of this issue. And a lot of docs approach it that way, as we've got a supplement for everything that's ailing you. And you know, I, at one point in my career, I was like, I'm not doing anything different here. Just traded supplements for pharmaceuticals at this point.
Oh, you are preaching to the choir. Absolutely. Yeah. I came across that same realization. And here's the truth. If you're taking 20 pills a day and you still feel like crap, you're missing something. And you're exactly right. You're just simply traded out. And I was, you know, I broke away from that system early on in practice. It's like, I'm just this glorified vitamin salesman. I'm not really teaching people freedom, which is absolutely not what I'm about. So now we teach on lifestyle. If I had to choose to take someone on and have them not change their lifestyle and take supplements, or just simply change your lifestyle, I'm going to change your lifestyle every single time, because that's what is going to be almost guaranteed to give you the results that you're looking for. So now I do use supplements in my practice simply to get faster results that are based off of their labs and what's really going on. It hits the fast forward button. But if you're just simply trying to mask things with vitamins, you're missing the point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would agree that I do use them too. Same way, kind of get the accelerated response. But yeah, if you're taking 20 and you're nothing's happening, that's one thing. Or even if you take one supplement and you don't feel good with it, now I go back to that toxic overload kind of component you were talking about there, because I think it's
at that point, I'm not faulting anybody that does this. They're just trying to figure it out. They're just trying to figure the health out, but they're playing a guessing game. And that's not a really scientific way of approaching how to get healthy. I mean, you've seen them. I've seen them. You got the suitcase that the person's rolling in. It's full of supplements. Like, oh, here we go. Like, we got to have a conversation.
Yeah. Some two suitcases, you know, you're like, wow. Yes. Okay. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? No, it's definitely, it's a thing. And folks are listening. Like, we're not shaming you. I mean,
no.
you can see my cabinet. I try all kinds of stuff just because I want to know, one, what it does, and if it feels like it works. If I think it does, then I'll recommend it. But yeah, it's one of those things that I don't want people on that, because then I think that builds up too. And that, you know, then there's the whole conversation. I don't want to get into this, but it has to do with what's all in the supplements and things of that nature. But I do want to go back to detoxing for a second, because
Yes.
A lot of the folks that listen to my podcast have asked me questions over time about detoxing, like, hey, doc, what's the best detox? Or do I need to do a parasite cleanse? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? And I hate juice detoxes, and we can talk about that because there's so much waste with it, and you just get sugar. But let's talk about your opinion, not mine. So detoxes, how do you feel about it? And do you incorporate some sort of detox, but in a sustainable manner, into your programs? Let's talk about that.
So with almost without exception, with every single client, we do run them through a detox. Mm-hmm. Asterisk. Mm-hmm. Because when most people think of detox, they think, I'm going to starve myself. I'm going to drink some lemon juice and cayenne pepper. I'm going to shove a hose up my butt. This is going to be a great experience. Or it's straight juice and all you're getting is sugar in there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you got liquid coming out instead of solid. Mm-hmm. That is the wrong approach. So do not do that. Because what you're doing is you're putting your body underneath a large amount of stress. That's very stressful in the body. If you're limiting calories, that's a stress. If you're, like I said, going through one of these more intense versions of detoxes, that can be very stressful. And you don't need more stress in your body, because we already got enough of the physical, chemical, emotional ones. So that's why we do the labs, is because what, in my opinion, a true detox should be is ground zero. How do we start building a healthy body out of what we got? Let's set a strong foundation. Set a strong foundation in your gut first. Let's make certain that nutrients can get into the gut. So if we have got constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, irregular bowel movements, bloating, you name it, or hormonal imbalances, we need to fix the gut. Mm-hmm. We need to start there. After that, we start cleaning out the liver. The liver is like the janitor for your body. So we never ask anybody to starve themselves. We don't ask anybody to drink meal replacement shakes or boxed food or anything. That's real, wholesome, good food that we usually ask them to eat more, actually, because most people are trying to lose weight and starve themselves, which is, again, the wrong approach. But setting that strong foundation for your gut and for your liver. And then if we need to start detoxifying the kidneys to get those toxins outside of the bloodstream, these are all things that we incorporate.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I think, you know, the solid foundation of just really helping the body to detoxify itself is more of the way to be thinking about it, folks, than really trying to push your body harder than it.
Yes. Because our bodies are designed to detox. We're detoxing, you and I, we're detoxing toxins outside of our body 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. But if we put more toxins in, and then our liver becomes sluggish and we start getting fatigued, we start noticing that our mood starts to go south, we start notice that we're starting to, you know, not age quite as gracefully, the belly fat's starting to come on. This is a sign of those toxins and those stresses overwhelming the output. And so that's where this strong foundation comes, is hitting that reset button.
Mm-hmm. So important. It's so important to be thinking about that. And I think strong foundation is a good set of two words. Because it's kind of the MO I'm looking for with a lot of folks, is really just setting the strong foundation for aging well. And I noticed, like, in a lot of your testimonials on your website, it's folks just basically saying, like, I feel better now than I did before. You know, I feel younger, things of that nature. And I think, you know, out of all of this, a lot of people get stuck in the moment of where they're feeling, but really functional medicine, functional wellness is really helping on a continuum and helping with sustainability. So how do you work with folks after they've gone through, like, your core program? What's the sustainability plan? How does that look for folks?
So we work with clients for education. We teach, mm-hmm. we coach, we educate people. We do this because we want to give our clients the power back. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone working with me. This is going to sound counterintuitive, but I don't want someone working with me for the rest of their life. If I got clients who continually come back, that means that we've got a problem that we haven't addressed yet. Mm-hmm. So coaching them, teaching them how to live this lifestyle in a sustainable manner, That is the long game. That is my hope. There's enough people in America that are fat, sick, and depressed. Why does one of them have to be you? It doesn't. Right. Like, you can break free from that. And so that's, and like you said, I love hearing stories of people changing their lives. Like, if you have, we have people in their first 30 days, in their first 60 days, you can just see the color on their skin change. Like, it becomes pinker, it becomes more vibrant. They change as a person. We'll have people come in and they're, you know, they're kind of grumpy because they don't feel well, and their complete demeanor, their complete mood changes in a very, very short period of time.
I mean, that's huge. That's huge. And here's another thing I really want to highlight, because this is going to sound a little bizarre, but guys, Forrest is in Fargo, North Dakota. And the reason I bring this up, because I currently am in Wisconsin. It's an area that's, it's not West Coast. Right. And we think of like, oh, you're in the West Coast. That's where you get the people that really want to be healthy, you know, or there's some East Coast stuff there. And it's interesting, because I will have people say like, oh, you're one of those hippie doctors. And yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm so granola I crunch when I walk. Right, like, that's right. Me.
Super crunchy. But it's one of those things where you're getting people to change their lives in an area that's not known for having a Whole Foods on every corner, for having an Erewhon, you know, with their fancy Kardashian smoothies and things. You know, and I think that's also a really key point that I want to bring up. Obviously, you've helped to curate areas where folks can find food that's healthy. I mean, you've probably got a lot of farms and things that you can work with between Minnesota and the North Dakota border.
We have farmers that we help on a regular basis. Yes. And so that's one thing that a lot, I just typically hear a big sigh of relief when it's like, I'm not going to ask your spouse to eat kale and sushi and dry salads. Like, honestly, screw that. I love sushi, but I'm not going to eat a dry salad. Like, let's make food taste good. That's how we make it sustainable. Let's make it so that way you cook one meal for your entire family. That way you're not living this separate lifestyle. That is not a sustainable lifestyle. And you're correct. Like, if I help clients all over the nation. We see people on either coast, you know, north, south. But yes, we are located in Fargo. And we get clients that are rural, like rural. Podunk, nowhere, 1,000 people, villages, towns, they don't have a Whole Foods. And it's about educate. How do you live a healthy lifestyle there? Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, we work with clients of all ages and whatnot, but it's making people see the possibility that they can have health no matter where they're at.
Yep. And that's the point I was hoping to get across, because I live in a town of 760 people in the middle of Wisconsin. Yes, we're close to some bigger areas, but we don't have a Whole Foods and Erewhon fancy. We have nothing fancy, but you can, you know, pick and choose the different areas of where you can go. Plus, there are farmers and organic farmers and things of that nature nearby. Do you guys have a list of within, obviously, North, I'm not going to have you do the whole country, but within North Dakota,
in Washington, we have these five farmers. In Virginia, we got we have resources for clients for you know, local, absolutely. And yeah, there's always possibilities. There's always answers. We got clients that travel for a living. They live out of a fifth wheel camper. We help educate them there. So yes.
I mean, it and with COVID, I think it did kind of explode that like camper style lifestyle too. And so it is, you know, something to even add into the whole mix when we start thinking about how to stay healthy in different environments, aspects, et cetera. But ultimately the goal is to create an environment that is healthy for you, that works for you wherever you live. And of course you're doing nationwide, not just in Fargo, but folks, I wanted to put that point across, because the other big thing is in the Midwest, we don't have a lot of providers like the West Coast does. And so it is something that, hey guys, if you're listening to this and you are in the Minnesota and North Dakota area, you can pop in and see Forrest in person. And you said, how does it work if someone does come in person? Is it like a one visit and then it's all telehealth from there, or how do you guys do it?
Yeah, we have clients who never step foot in the office. So we see people, you know, virtually all the time. We can help them as effectively if they're in office, if they're not. And if we have someone who's local, you know, they like the face-to-face, they want to come in. We absolutely love seeing people. That's what's happened in the past, you know, 3 years. We've gone to hybrid where it's half virtual, half in person. And it's just really worked out to help people of all different locations. But you're saying like something that's really exploded in the past 3 years is the camper. Another thing that I've seen explode is people who are sick and tired of the healthcare system that we're in. Mm-hmm. And really the awakening, the complete awakening that if I continue to rely on my health insurance, I'm going to end up like mom, I'm going to end up like dad or my friends, and I'm going to end up taking 5 pills, 6 pills, medications at the end of my life. I don't want that. Like they recognize the system we're in is broken and they recognize that they need to make a change.
Yeah. Yeah. You cannot expect to get wholehearted sustainable progress within a lifestyle change or transformation of your health within the current medical system. It's impossible.
It was never designed to do that, to handle it. And that's why like it is truly a disease management system. I'll have clients where they'll come in and they're seeing a nutritionist or a dietitian for their diabetes because they got, you know, stuff going on. And they're like, okay, well, let's go ahead and eat 100 carbs a day. And then that'll make certain that you take this much metformin and that's going to help manage it. Well, diabetes is reversible. Like, I don't want to manage it. I want to reverse it. And the same thing goes for hormonal imbalances, sleep problems. Like, let's get you off the trazodone if and when we can do that and work with your medical practitioner and all that. Like, there's a right way to run, way to do that. But it is, it's the realization that the body has an innate, beautiful ability to heal thyself. Just simply give it the right tools to do it and just sit back and watch what your body does.
Well said, well said. And I can tell you're doing that every single day in your practice with all of those testimonials. So of course, folks are now probably like, all right, Dr. Sauer, how do we find you? What do we do? How do we sign up? So twinoakshealth.com, right?
Correct.
And where else can folks find you, get more info, see webinars, all those different things? Any other
stuff? Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Go to twinoakshealth.com. You can go ahead and schedule a call with me or my team there. We'll educate you on our process, making certain that it's going to be the good fit. We only work with 20 clients per month. I want to make certain that we're working with people. And yeah, we can get that process started there. I am on Instagram. I'm posting more on YouTube. And so yeah, just reach out to me there. We'll get connected.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Sharon. So many insights, because I think having someone else give a little insight into how important it is to invest in yourself and your health, it's priceless. It's priceless. Thanks again for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This has been a blast. I appreciate it.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.